Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, heat becomes the story now, despite mighty Florence moving on by today, with the landfall not all that terribly far away by Thursday night into Friday over the Carolinas. We stay on what's called the subsidence side of the hurricane. That's where the air is sinking, and if it's sinking, it doesn't allow rising air to form into clouds, and then eventually which would bring rain. So we get quite the opposite. Sunshine, a little bit of a breeze out of the northwest by later Thursday and Friday on the backside of Florence. But I'll tell you what, for having such a big and powerful hurricane not all that terribly far away, we're going to have some pretty nice weather the next few days, albeit hot, and it's what you'd still expect, of course, this time of year. The tropical storm force winds extend some 300 miles across on Florence, but it'll be some 400 to 500 miles to the east of Jacksonville this afternoon at about 5 p.m. when it's just about due east of Jacksonville. So that keeps any wind well offshore, but we will have the rough season. Surf rapidly building wave action at our beaches, a very high rip current risk. It's dangerous to be in that water. Surfers and swimmers should stay out, and if you don't, always with a buddy and as near a lifeguard as at all possible, but potentially a life-threatening rip currents over the next few days right on into the weekend. Otherwise, we're looking at a lot of sun today, just an isolated inland afternoon thunderstorm near and west of Interstate 95. Then we go mainly dry for tomorrow and Friday right on into Saturday, with temperatures some of the hottest that we've had all year long, believe it or not, even though we're getting into September here. High temperatures in the low 90s tomorrow, reach the mid-90s by Friday and Saturday, and not too far from the record high temperatures. And then by Sunday, it looks like we get enough humidity back in here to develop at least a few afternoon thunderstorms. Those could threaten the Jags game or at least tailgaters as we go through the afternoon. Still be hot, near 90 degrees. In the tropics, of course, we are tracking Florence. Again, it'll be due east of Jacksonville, at Jacksonville's latitude by late this afternoon, but hundreds of miles to the east, so there's no direct impacts at all inland. And at the beaches and the coastal areas, it's of course a breeze, the very rough seas and surf. Looks like a landfall sometime Thursday night, very near the North Carolina, South Carolina border, not too far from Wilmington, but still perhaps as far south as Myrtle Beach, where hurricane warnings are in effect along with storm surge warnings. This will be a tremendous storm surge along the coast, and the amount of water with this will be a story not only on the seaside with the salt water from the storm surge, but inland where very heavy rainfall could amount to 3 feet or more in spots by the time we get to early next week. It will be an epic rainfall. Unfortunately, not all that different than what occurred in Texas last year with Harvey, potentially anyway, in the vicinity of Houston. We have more orographic effects in the Carolinas. There's more mountainous terrain. There's more trees, too. The damage could be really severe depending on the exact location, intensity, and duration of the storm, because as Florence moves inland, it will slow a great deal. It'll meander some, not too far from the coast. Could even go a little offshore at times, but producing a whole lot of rain all the way through the weekend through the Carolinas. Some parts of Virginia and Georgia even could be impacted as well. As far as Jacksonville is concerned, again, no real big direct impacts, especially inland. It's mainly a marine and ocean impact. And by the time we get into late weekend, early next week, it may try to drift what's left of Florence a little southward. We'll continue to monitor that possible development. Elsewhere in the tropics, we still have Isaac headed for the Caribbean, but weakening in time. This doesn't look to be a big blow for the Caribbean islands, but still some rain squalls and gusty winds, and perhaps for a time, tropical storm conditions. So we could see some tropical storm warnings in effect. We also have Helene out over the far eastern Atlantic. That's no land impact at all. That's a major recurve over the far eastern Atlantic, kind of in the middle of nowhere. Still have a disturbance rolling into the Gulf of Mexico that does have at least some potential to develop as we go through the rest of the week and into the weekend. But that would be a threat primarily to either and or Texas and Mexico, not to Florida. More, of course, Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.